our next segment, we have Doris Ellis, the publisher of the Houston Sun newspaper, now celebrating its 30th anniversary. Good morning and welcome back to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you all have been doing a lot of work, 30 years. And I just noticed that recently you were just named to the board of the, was it National?
National Newspaper Publishers Association.
Okay.
I just got back from Washington this morning around 2 o'clock.
Wow, that is wonderful. The Houston Sun has been here since what,
1983.
Wow.
And we started our celebration last year in March of 1983. March is Black Press Month. That's why we chose to make sure that our celebration would run for 1 year, starting in March of 83. And now we will culminate on March 29th.
There's a lot of things going on in the month of March, huh? Yeah, we're going to name it Magic 102 Month or something. Yeah, why not? But the big, you got a big extravaganza coming up next weekend.
Yes, we do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We'll start on Friday with a program called Halo. Halo is a segment that my son, who passed last April, he had begun a program called Halo Aspiring to Be. And Halo is to help at least one to be what they aspire to be. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start with symposium that will address publishing and writing, photography, film, television, cottage-based businesses like hair and fashion. And then we're going to have a Houston Sun pageant at 7:30 on Friday, the 28th. So we will hold those events at the Reliant Crown Plaza at Kirby, 8686 Kirby at 610.
Okay, and so the symposium, the participants will basically be the young aspiring individuals coming out of high school or perhaps even in grade school or whatever, junior high.
We're focusing on young people between teens up to 30.
Okay.
Because when he would go out and cover stories, he would come back into the office and always say, well, Mama, can we do this? Can we help them do this? They have lots of talent. They have lots of skills, but they don't have direction.
Yeah.
Can we give them an opportunity to help provide some directions for them? And that's what we're trying to do. So anybody who would like to come can come over to the hotel between 1 and 5 on Friday and make that happen, because we're going to have people there who'll be willing to share what they did and how they made it through.
Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. We're talking with Doris Ellis, publisher of the Houston Sun, celebrating its 30th anniversary. Now, we got the symposium on Friday, and then what's happening on the 29th?
Well, the 29th is our blowout. We're having Sun After Dark Explosion, and we are going to offer scholarships, and we're going to present awards. The queens who would have been selected the night before will get a chance to start their reign, and we're going to have music, dance, you name it. We're going to claim it on that night, and we're going to start with the Zydeco. And we're going to have Indians for the Mardi Gras segment. They come out of New Orleans. And we're going to honor 30 couples. And the reason we're doing the couples is because the paper was started by my husband and I as a couple. And we are going to present Infinity Awards.
Okay.
We understand, that when a couple works together, they very seldom get a chance to be acknowledged together.
Mm-hmm.
And because we live that life, we thought that that would be the final idea for our anniversary celebration.
Yeah. Now, what you know, 30 years, it seems like a long time, but I guess once you lived it, it's doesn't seem like as long as
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Because when we started the paper, we had so many ideas.
Yeah.
We would meet every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We did it for about 6 months. And we had blank sheets of paper, and we put things in this gray book. And we still have not accomplished all those things. So I still need to go back to the gray book and look And then, of course, as you move along, you add new things. And so it's just been a wonderful life to be able to engage with the community, to use the things that you so-called learned in school to see if you could really do it when you get out here in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And in the marketplace is competitive, but it's a marketplace of ideas, and you try to make it work. And that's what we've been doing over the years. We've had a good time. Houston has been good to us, and I think hopefully we've been likewise good to Houston.
Well, what's been the most significant change you've seen in the publishing business in the last 30 years?
Oh, when we came in, we were still using linotype. We were still using
stencils.
Not the stencils. We had the hot wax and the, what is that stuff, putting it through the chemicals. We did all of that, but shortly after we got in, we reduced from the large printing process to the computers at the desk.
Yeah.
And actually, we were going to put on display our first typewriter and computer for our anniversary.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
So the process has become perhaps simpler.
Oh, it's much easier.
But I guess as we evolve, I mean, you know, costs and everything else, it still seems to be a challenge, I guess, but people are reading less.
Well, cost was a problem early on because everything had to be typed.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to have enough individuals to type all of the content for the product. Now people can send in information, we can manipulate it, and we type our stories, but it's less time consuming because you're working on the computer.
Yeah.
You can change an idea, and in a second you've got change. With the technology for spell check and grammar, it makes it a lot easier to deal with corrections.
Mm-hmm.
And so the process of putting the product together is a lot simpler. When we started with our four color, we used to have to run the picture across town to a four color process lab and then bring it back and, you know, have your four layers. Even when we started, it was just black and white photography.
Wow.
You know?
So you're probably doing 1/4 the time that you spent before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what would you say to an aspiring individual who wanted to get into the publishing business? What encouragement would you give them at this point?
Pay attention to issues and ideas. Of course, learn the technical aspect of being a good reader, a good writer, and to just listen. And I ask people to embrace the First Amendment because it gives us the opportunity to go places that others cannot go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're serious about it, you should have the courage to go and get the story, and don't be afraid of the story.
Yeah.
The story drives itself. And if you keep yourself out of the story, you can come up with good stories. And I think that's why over the years we received over 200 awards or so because of how we present the information to the public.
That's great. What is your website?
HoustonSun.com.
Okay.
HoustonSun.com.
And of course, you can log on to MyHoustonMagic.com and just click on the link and we'll take you right to the Houston Sun's website. Again, it's the Sun After Dark Explosion. That's the day two of the 30th year anniversary.
Yes.
This is the final event in the year, right?
Yes, and I want to talk about some of those other events. May I?
Sure, please.
We always start with young people. To me, if we are not preparing the young people, we haven't done very well. So we start by doing First Amendment workshops for college and high school students. And then we had our, let me back up a little bit before. Because we're the Sun, we are light,
mm-hmm.
and we believe in that. We didn't just haphazardly name ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Light Within, and we honored people, and we talked about the light. And then we had our Points of Light. That's where we honored 30 women.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time with that. That was a major piece of our celebration. And then I was talking to my son prior to his death. I said, well, okay, what are we going to do with these men? What are we going to call them? And we came up with Beacons of Light.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so powerful because the men wanted to do something special for themselves or continue as a group. And I was at the White House two days ago now, and I spoke about our Houston men from the Beacons of Light because of the president's initiative on my brother's keeper, mm-hmm. to work with boys, and I figured that may be an opportunity for the men here in this city do something like that.
I think it's great. Doris Ellis, publisher, The Houston Sun, want to thank you for being a part of the program today, and I know that you're going to have a successful event this coming week. And again, I'm as proud to be named a point of light also with the Houston Sun.
You're a beacon.
A beacon of light, I'm sorry.
The beacon does have a point, though.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. It's 10:40.